Today, I want to talk to you about building a frictionless personal training business. Because I had a conversation with a coach on Monday night, and it became very quickly apparent that there were too many hurdles, there was too much resistance in multiple systems, three in fact, that I'm going to talk about on this video, between a lead becoming a client. And if we want to grow our business further and faster with less effort, like the minimal effort possible, if we want effortless growth, we're going to have to reduce the resistance and become frictionless. This idea first came to me through a book called The Referral Engine, I believe it was, but please don't quote me on that. It was a book that I read a number of years ago, and when I was working with another company to build their class business, we were working on building the attendees in Pilates, yoga, and fitness classes, as well as one-to-ones for personal training and therapy. And we wanted more customers, we wanted growth, we weren't growing at the speed we wanted to. And we were led to this idea about how frictionless your business was. And if to explain that in a different way, we had to ask, how easy was it? Like, if we looked at, broke down the processes, how easy is it for someone who has become known, who has become aware of what we do, to actually paying the business money and break down each step along the way? So in this video, we're gonna look at three things, and I'm going to be asking and challenging you to review three systems in your business, and they are booking, pricing, and payment. Fundamentals of business, right? And you might roll your eyes or think, no, I've got all them sorted, but stick with me in this video, because I think if we can remain open-minded about improving the systems that we have within our business, there is always another level. And another level might mean more income for you, but it also might mean more time or less stress. And if we can build a bigger and better business that involves more people, bigger impact on more individuals, more income for you and your family and your life, as well as a better work-life balance with less stress, less overwhelm, then listen, I think we'd all be interested in that. And so this conversation I was having with a coach was off the back of her being frustrated that even though she was working her ass off, her business had not gone anywhere in the past 3 years. She was stagnant in terms of client base and client numbers and income. And so we looked at this and we said, well, let's look at your business through the lens of frictionlessness and the three systems. And it became very apparent that the booking process was clunky. The pricing was not as simple as it could be and relatively hard to understand. And thirdly, the way that clients and prospects paid the business was complex, way more complex than it had to be. So let me break these three things down and come along with me for the next 5 minutes or so, and let's see if we can make your business more frictionless. First of all, booking. A little story for you. My wife likes yoga, and she found this class and this woman that runs these classes nearby, and went for a couple of trial sessions and loved it and thought, I know, I'm going to build this into my weekly routine. She wanted to do it. But when she was sent to the website to both book and sign up, the process was so clunky that she never has got into a routine. She's been to the odd drop-in, but as we know from the business point of view, drop-ins are not that useful for business long-term if they're not repeating and recurring. And the process of both booking and paying, right, I'm kind of covering two rocks with this one, was so complex. Like, on the page, she had to carefully zoom in to the box where she would have to put her name, her address, and her information, as well as the payment information. She had to manually type her card number into the boxes. And these were just two examples, but the webpage was not mobile friendly. And it asked of her way more steps than were necessary to get her to both book a session and sign up. And the options for her to come and do a class with her were so limited in the way that it was presented on the website that there was more resistance to her starting. So that led to me to watch my wife, who was really enthusiastic, really keen, ready to spend money, ready to spend time on this business, but didn't spend anywhere near as much of it as she otherwise would have if the process was smooth. Now, there's a really important point that I want you to think about, which is the lens through which you're looking at this right now as you watch me or listen to me. That is how you think your booking system is. You might say, oh, it's brilliant, but have you ever done a review of asking your clients directly what the process was like when they sign up, what it's like now? Have you gone back to people that didn't sign up with you and ask, how did you find the process of booking in with me? and get some as honest feedback as you can. Have you done some blind tests? Give it to some friends and some family and ask them to go and test it for you and give you some honest feedback, the kind of people that would be honest and not just want to please you and tell you the nice things, right? Can we open up our eyes to how we can improve, even if we think that things are quite good right now? Because we might be full of bias, and I'm being as real and honest with you as I possibly can, to get you to think about how we can make your business better. Because if this yoga instructor, this runner, this owner of this business was to see her business through the lens of my wife's eyes, she would probably see it differently to how she does now. Let's move on to pricing. As I was chatting to this coach on Monday night, I asked her to explain her pricing system to me. And it took her several attempts with me having to ask follow-up questions to understand how much it costs me to get started. What's the number? What do I need to pay you right now to get the initial result that I'm looking for? And if you have to follow up and explain your pricing system a second and a third time, it's too complex. You should be able to explain it either by writing it down on a small sheet of paper, back of a napkin, or in less than 10 seconds without having to give follow-up questions 9 times out of 10. And I think sometimes when we look at the different prices we have for all of the different services that we might offer, that we might have on offer to a prospect, we have to again look through the lens of our prospect's eyes and say, how many options do they have to filter and cycle through to get to the one number that they know will be coming out of their bank account should they decide to invest in you, right? How many different numbers are on your pricing sheet, your website, a document, whatever it is that you use to communicate that information? Because confused prospects don't buy. We want to simplify the process of deciding that they want to choose you as their choice of investment in themselves. And again, it comes back to this principle as being as frictionless as you possibly can. Payment, same principle as the booking. How easy is it to pay you? And again, back to the example that I gave you with my wife, the process for her to pay was so manual every time, it was painful. So the action threshold for her to give this business money was way higher than it had to be, even though she loved the service. Just let me say that again. The action threshold for her to pay money to this business was too high to do it, was so high that she didn't, despite loving the product, loving the service that they provided. And if we look at the total amount of money missed, left on the table from just my wife to this yoga business over the course of the last, 3 years that she's been aware of this business, it'll be in the thousands, even though each time it costs her £12 to £15 to do a class, right? Imagine if you take that at personal training level and you're charging between £30 and £70 for a training session, multiply that over multiple sessions per month over years and years, we're talking about thousands of pounds. And that's just per individual. How many opportunities are we missing because these systems and others are more full of more friction and resistance than we maybe can currently see today? So another way of thinking about this is if you send, think about your payment process. How many clicks of the mouse, taps of the thumb on the screen, types on the keyboard do your clients or prospects have to make in order to give you money? The less, the fewer, the better. And it comes down to not just settling for, it's fine, my process is fine. It's asking yourself, how can it be better? Because we're at degrees of change here. If we can improve the frictionlessness of your lead to client process by 3%, by 5%, by 10%, we're talking about thousands and thousands of pounds for you and your business over the course of the next 12, 24, 36 months. And I'll leave you with the idea popularized by, I think Dave Brailsford was probably the one to put at least a name of it. He determined this idea of the aggregation of marginal gains as one of the key fundamental reasons for his success with the British cycling team, why they won so many gold medals at the Olympics and Tour de France wins. And he had this principle of just improve something every day by 1%. Also talked about by James Clear in Atomic Habits, that if you improve yourself by 1% every day of a year, you would be 37 times the person you were at the beginning of that year. 1% every day, it compounds up. And so if you can look at your booking and your pricing and your payment and look at each individual moving part of those processes that you have right now, make it as easy as possible, the compounding benefits that you're going to that you'll experience in your business are astronomical. They really are. So I hope that's been helpful today. At least I've asked you of these questions and it's caused you to think about your business and how we can make it bigger and better. And I hope you found this useful, but I'll see you in the next video. Bye for now.